News Talk 1620 WTAW, the College Station School Board, continues to work towards their first written policy of how to handle future changes in campus attendance boundaries. A common thread during last week's discussion was determining what would trigger consideration of changing boundaries. Superintendent Clark Ely talked about building utilization.
Two of the things that are important with our annual review that's a part of the draft policy FC Local would be reviewing our five-year enrollment projections. And looking at what would define whether a campus is overutilized or underutilized. The numbers that we put in the draft policy that we've not talked about yet as a group is saying that a campus would be overutilized if it got to 115% of its capacity, be underutilized if it was at 85% of its capacity. Just recall it for everybody's recollection, too. That doesn't signify anything other than the board and administration would begin to look at options to address overutilization and underutilization. Doesn't mean we would rezone or build a school or consolidate schools necessarily, but it would be the trigger point to start that discussion. So just would love to hear anybody's feedback or thoughts on 85% and 115% as good numbers. We looked at a number of policies, FC Local Policy, and one of the other districts that does this use that 120% as their overutilization number. Felt that was a little too high. And we went back and actually applied the numbers to our schools, and we looked at them, and 115 kind of made a little bit more sense to us. That would put basically one elementary school at overcapacity. This year it's College Hills, and we know the situation with College Hills with 774 students. 115% for them is 759. And that's kind of about, that felt right. And also, as we looked at our other largest school, which was Greens Prairie, they were at 730 kids in April, and their number would be 759 also at 115%. And they are over capacity, but they are not bursting at the seams. So that kind of felt right to us.
What about on the lower?
On the lower end, if you look at the school with the lowest number of kids for us right now, and on April the 18th, Pebble Creek had 420 kids. 85% of the capacity at Pebble Creek is 527. So that does show they're about 100 students or so, 93 students below that 85% number. So what that kind of shows me, just we've got a few too many kids are overutilized at College Hills and underutilized at Pebble Creek. And the other ones are within their tolerances. Some are at the higher end, but are not having the effect of all the kids that we're having right now at College Hills. And I think that discussion for us is, using the College Hills and Pebble Creek example, do we cap enrollment? Do we, look at transfers? Do we change one line to move kids? Do we, those are the things that we could do, those are, I think, the types of decisions we would be, making or contemplating as a team looking at in this type of scenario.
Dr. Ely also brought up as another trigger point a 15% difference among secondary campuses in the number of SES students who, among other things, are on free and reduced lunches. That generated these comments from board members Jeff Harris and Valerie Yokin.
I have a couple of thoughts. One, I think 15 is probably too high. Just based on our past experience with the differences that have existed and the issues that those caused in our community. I mean, I can't remember what all the exact timing was, but I do know that we've had that issue come up when the issue has been at or below that range.
I think that we have to take into account in the past we've coupled the overcapacity and the variance in SES at the same time, and now we're decoupling them and saying that we're going to be made aware of overcapacity or a variance separately. So not to discourage you from feeling that there should be a lower number, but I do think that what we are trying to address here is looking at the situation two separate times. So, for instance, it may be that the variance between the two schools of the same level of low SES is higher, but both schools are under capacity. And then, you know, do we want to bring that to our attention? Or are we going to focus on capacity first, or not? That we're not, both are very important, but what would be the trigger points?
Board member Michael Schaefer also brought up two issues raised by parents during CSISD boundary changes last year.
I think there's a couple of things that I heard loud and clear through this last process was additions to the schools. I think it was very important to me. And the other thing I think that really got my attention was an individual talked about how many times somebody in their family got rezoned. I mean, and I call it a pocket neighborhood. It might have been one of those neighborhoods where that was an easy one to switch. I think those are the two things that I still am struggling with.
If and when the College Station School Board considers boundary changes, the board's considering a process where they start with recommendations from administrators, then the board collects community feedback, which includes at least two public forums. The discussion on the new policy continues next month. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.